Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 675 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Edmonton Fiber Frolic, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
Knit in Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Today, we are recording on the unceded lands of the Tamien Ohlone Tribal Ethnohistoric Territory and the unceded ancestral lands of the Muakema Ohlone Tribe of the San Francisco Bay Area. I don't know if those of you listening noticed, but my favorite Knit More is recording with us today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you planning on doing more over the summer?
Yeah, probably. I might have more time.
All right. Did you hear that, Genevieve fans? She'll be back if she has more time.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's it going this week, Mom?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. We've got some knitting. We've got some...
Crocheting.
We've got some activism. We've got a little bit of everything this week. So shall we get to it?
Yes.
So I believe you're kicking off the episode this week, right, Genevieve?
Yep, and I have something quite recent.
Excellent.
So I wound the Always Be Kind yarn in inclusive pride stripes with a yellow mini skein for socks that Gramsy's knitting for me.
I'm sorry, I need to add something. I cast that on this morning.
Nice. So this was the, I don't know if it's still up for sale, but it was a benefit colorway. And when I was polishing up the show notes for, so... Let me tell you about our process a little bit.
Nobody cares, Lovey.
They do, though.
Okay.
Because if I make mistakes, or if we make mistakes, and you fix it in the notes to me, in the show notes, then I go in and fix it. So I found out that, and this is how we do corrections too, right? So I had mistakenly said that it was going to support the Trevor Project, which the proceeds of the Progressive Pride Self-Striping Rainbow usually do from Be Kind Yarn, but this one was for the End AIDS Cal, and those proceeds will support the End AIDS Foundation with Gary Knits Gary Rides. And that's very near and dear to our heart because we're going into Pride Month and growing up and living in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 80s, 90s, forever. This was a big part of our lives, and we lost loved ones and we lost friends, and I'm really excited to be able to support something like this with yarn. I mean, come on, a good cause and gorgeous yarn, it's a no-brainer for me.
Absolutely.
So you cast it on this morning?
Yes.
Cool. And Genevieve picked the yellow one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yellow.
The contrasting heels and toes.
I started with the...
With the yellow?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. Does that make it my turn? Sorry, I'm so not used to recording
yes,
with Genevieve.
It's your turn.
Okay. Well, I was discussing last week how I was almost done with Fatima Hines's Not Too Tart hat for her unconventional test knit, which I made in Neighborhood Fiber Company Studio Sock in Sandy Point. And that was really just kind of a warm-up for Stash Dash, which started 3 days ago, 2 days ago.
Wait, Stash Dash?
Stash Dash has begun. It's every year.
This has not been a year.
It has been a year.
But how come you have
summer vacation.
Yeah. It's okay, Genevieve. Once a year, I get to pound Boston Jen into the dust.
It feels like it's twice a year because didn't you, like, just win it? It has not been a year since you won it, Mama.
It ends in August, which is why it doesn't feel like a year.
I don't get it.
Okay, it's fine. I'll explain it to you later with visuals. Anyway, so that was like my... You know when you're going to do a sports, when you're preparing for sportsing, and you have to stretch and whatnot?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that hat was... my stretch, like my warm up.
Yeah.
To once again destroy Boston Jen. It's Stash Dash.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. What else have we got?
I am working on a Mylan White sock for Andrew. And I got the Knitmore pattern and worked out the heel flap. And I just bound it off this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Haven't woven in the ends, but the knitting is done.
Excellent. Genevieve, do you want to do another one?
I have two, but they're, like, a bit old.
Go for it.
So I wound Lady Di in Observant Queen, and I also wound Lady Di Pumpkin.
Perfect timing, because I have been working on the XY Scarf by Miho Crochet, and those are the two of the contrast colors I'm using in that crochet pattern.
Okay.
Yeah, which is gorgeous. And I'm getting a little bit more of the 19th Amendment kit so I can have the sides balanced out exactly how I want them to be. Cool. So I'm really excited about that. What else have you got, Mom?
So I had cast on the Elton cardigan out of Superwash Merino from Neighborhood Fiber Company. And I worked on the shoulder. And I have, I think, 5 inches to knit. And I was wondering, do I measure it blocked or unblocked? Because with the mohair, it's kind of pulling itself up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you, do I need to block it before I measure?
I think blocking it periodically would not hurt. But excellent. Also, here's the other part.
Yes.
It'll also make it look stunning while you're working on it. Because it won't look all chewed up like stuff normally does before it's blocked, right? And if it doesn't look chewed up, it'll be more inspiring to work on. And therefore, if you give a mouse a cookie, you'll finish your Elton cardigan at the end.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask, but we don't talk about knitting.
Outside of the podcast.
Outside of the podcast.
That's right. We have a strict policy.
And so I wanted to work on it. So I picked up the stitches for mm-hmm. the right front.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have the back shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fronts come down.
Cool.
Yes.
That sounds excellent.
Yes, it is.
Genevieve, do you have more or are you done?
No, I'm done.
Okay. So speaking of things that are done and nearly done, I am nearly done with the body of the bobby top, which I cast on this week by Gavriella Tremino. And I'm knitting it in Oink Pigments, Linen Silk, DK, and Gild in that same wonderful Slime Scene Investigation green because they sent me a whole bag of it. And I love this color.
Wait,
and
really? Can I have some?
When I'm done, maybe. Mm. Do you want to work with some linen and silk?
I mean, I wanted the Slime Scene Investigation because that's one of my favorite colorways.
Can you say that a little louder for your oink aunties?
It's one of my favorite colorways.
Thank you. I know I have some stuff coming from them later, but I am chomping at the bit to be able to work with more of this in other colors. So I'm very excited about that. Have you got more, Mom?
Yes. I have a pair of socks for Andrew, and I had frogged them and got back to the heel. So that is in progress. Do you have anything else, Levy?
I do. One of my projects actually didn't make the show notes. I worked on the first sleeve of my Uma Amargo top by Kristen Jancic,
mm-hmm.
and I'm knitting that in Onyx Fiber Arts DK in the burst colorway. So that is moments from being finished as well. But I'm going to be honest with you. The baubles on the bobby top are super potato chippy. And here's why. So while I was cruising the mean streets of Instagram, I learned something about baubles that I didn't learn at home, Mother. Because you left me to learn these things on the internet and not from you. Anyway, so I was watching Instagram. I was scrolling Instagram, and somebody did a really quick demo on how to do baubles with a crochet hook.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer.
Yeah, it is.
And so I matched the circumference of... Yes, baby?
Wait, how would it go if you, knit the baubles? What's different?
It's a huge pain. I will show you the difference. It is so much slower.
It is slower and
awkward and slippy.
The loops of the bobbles don't turn out the same size.
No. Okay. But the crochet hook method is brilliant. You basically So the thing I adapted, I'm sorry if I'm going extra fast. I used my inhaler this morning and the world is moving at light speed for me and it's amazing. I'm sorry, I will try and slow down. Otherwise, please try to keep up.
That's okay. I'm going. I'm really slow.
It's amazing. Go.
Okay, thanks. So instead of in the directions, Gabrielle, clearly we know each other very well since we're on a first name basis. Not really. Suggests doing either a 5-stitch bobble, or if you don't think that's bobbly enough, a 7-stitch bobble.
Mm-hmm.
And so on my swatch, the first set of bobbles I did for my swatch was 5, and the second set were 7s.
Mm-hmm.
And the 7-stitch bobble was so much better. And so I've been using the crochet hook, and I'm holding it on my bobble rows in the same hand, in my right hand, parallel to my knitting needle, mm-hmm. so that when I need to use it, I just kind of pop it forward and do the bobble and then drop it on the needle and call it a day. And it's so fast. It's amazing. And I'm really loving this because one of my friends from school,
mm-hmm.
one of the other parents, is a knitter. And she had the most beautiful pullover that had all these bobbles on it. And I have had so much sweater envy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in my queue. But then I saw this. And since I'm really into the idea and also the actual practice of making tops to wear in the summertime mm-hmm. in summer yarns, I saw the pattern. I saw that it called for DK. And I noticed that I had at least one more top's worth of slime scene investigation. And so the stars aligned. And I did my swatch. And it was perfect. And here we are. I have almost a top completely finished.
Question.
Yes, Bebe?
If you were to get more of that, could you make me one of those tops? I have one in pink. But,
which top? The ribbon tops?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Could you make me one of those at a slime scene investigation?
You would like a ribbon top in slime scene? I think I have green ribbon. So the color, this color, comes from Oink Pigments.
I know.
And the ribbon, which is the microfiber ribbon that she's referring to, is made by Tess Yarns, mm-hmm. but I think I have some lime green ribbon in my stash. I know where it is. I will go dig it out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Genevieve has been wearing one of my ribbon tops that my my real estate has outgrown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's really exciting, and I'm really, really enjoying working on this.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I picked up the leftover blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And I knitted a few rows, but I think I would like to get a printout from the pattern. Also, I've forgotten what name it is.
Okay.
Do you remember what name it is?
No, but you know where we can find it?
On the internet?
In the show notes.
Okay. And I kind of was out of knitting that I enjoyed, so I cast on a preemie hat. I haven't knitted preemie hats in ages.
Mm-hmm.
Out of leftover Peyton's Croy.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished that and I have enough to make a bobble.
Mm-hmm.
And the needles were empty. So I cast on another one.
Okay. Makes sense.
So that's that. And that is all of my knitting.
That's everything I've got. Genevieve, you too?
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham, looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a big deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 pig to perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
Gramsy, dearest.
Lovey.
And Genevieve, dearest.
Hello.
What has had you in stitches this week?
So, my A-line skirt that I liberated from your closet.
Mm-hmm.
The skirts are so comfortable, it's become my uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wearing that, and it's lovely, and I compared it to my old A-line skirt from 3 years ago, and the color is different.
Mm-hmm. Did you decide if you wanted me to rit dye it or not?
Quite possibly. So this is black denim, with overall stitching in a apple core quilt pattern.
It's just swirlies, for those of you who don't know what that means.
And I've started wearing short-sleeve t-shirts, and the Klapalatschen are every day.
Mm-hmm.
What's Klapalatschen?
They're her clunky,
noisy,
loud sandals.
Noisy shoes.
Oh, those. Okay.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah, go for it.
So I've not been wearing that much this week, just my coronation cardigan and my muscle bra hat.
What about the other sweater you were wearing last week when you weren't on the podcast?
Which one?
The new one. Your deep cowl neck pullover that's
Oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. I believe my mom mentioned that last week, did you?
I mentioned that I made it. I don't talk about what you wear, so it's your content.
So it's in Natasha Romanoff.
Just Natasha.
Just Natasha.
From Seismic Yarns.
And it's a cowl neck cardigan, and it's so great. It's so great, but if you put it on, it's a bit tricky to put on, because, like, I put it on backwards one time.
Upside down.
Upside down.
That just means it's got a lot of fashion.
But then I put
stuff.
It on backwards, and then I put it on forwards. It was very tricky to get into. But the cowl neck is nice and big, and you can wear it as, like, a hoodie. Mom refers to it as my spy sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really nice in general. Also, it's great for sneaking.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great sneaking pullover. All right, anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. For events this week, the knit-along that Lady Di, Diane, and I are co-hosting is coming up pretty soon. We are going to be doing the sea glass pullover in DK, and we will be starting it on June 20th. I am so excited to be swatching for this because it's going to be amazing. I actually got this amazing book, and it's a makeup book, which teaches technique and color blending and all this stuff, and it was on the very expensive side. And the thing that bumped me towards making the purchase is that one of my friends wanted a copy of it as well, and that made the shipping less expensive. And then I was like, okay, well, we can manage. But the thing that brings this to knitting is that they talk about how colors go together and how to pick complementary colors and color combinations you wouldn't necessarily put together. And I looked at that, and there's a lot of things in my life that unintentionally overlap. And makeup and knitting are one of those things. It's just color. It's playing with color, right?
Okay.
And I'm not a dyer, and I will never be a dyer. I will dye with friends recreationally. I'm a recreational dyer, but it's not something I love. I love putting together colors that other people have put together.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like pink and bright green. It's so pretty.
Right? So good together. And you wouldn't think they would, but they totally do go together. So that was a really, I'll pop the name of the book into the show notes because I think it was independently published, and it's a nice solid hardback book, and it is meaty reading. Like, it is delicious to read it. So I'm really excited about being able to use more unconventional colors combinations and have it look. The thing about this sweater is you can knit it in the same colors as somebody else, and it will look totally different. It is completely brilliant. Unless you do exactly the same colors and exactly the same sequence, it's going to look totally different, right?
Yep.
So cool. Something more recent is that Stash Dash has started. It started on Friday, May 27th, and it's running through the end of August. I will double check the end date and put it in the show notes if it's been announced. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm going to cream Boston Jen. She'll become a Boston Jen cream pie. And hashtag Team Cute Knitter, hashtag Beat Boston Jen.
Jen.
Cream pie.
Okay.
Yeah. See how I tied that in there?
Yes.
Anyway, so that's what I've got. What have you got, Mom?
Me Made May. Hashtag Me Made May is going on. I haven't made much progress. I'm wearing my A-line skirt with short sleeve t-shirts.
But you still made that skirt, and didn't the gal who started it say you don't need to make 40 million things?
She did. She also said you don't need to take pictures and post them.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at how you can wear this with more styling, different stylings.
Very cool.
So
it's a good way of thinking about your stuff.
Yes.
What else are we doing?
Oh, we are going to Stitches in Southern California in Pasadena. Stitches SoCal.
And we are casually announcing that we're probably very likely going to Rhinebeck as well this year. Barring any unforeseen circumstances.
This year?
Yeah. We just went last October, but there's another October coming up. Didn't you know? I know it's like a treat every October. Every year we have an October. All right, so is that it for events?
Yes.
Let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Carrier creativity with Erin Lane Bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepiverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane Bags along with everything else we talked about in the show notes.
For Mother Knows Best, I have a piece of advice for you. Grieve today, action tomorrow.
So, there's been a lot going on in the news this week. And since we are a family-friendly podcast, since we are a family-centered podcast, since we care about each other as human beings,
yes,
I wanted to address what was happening. I'm also going to start by saying I'm not going to be too graphic about anything because I know a lot of you listen with your kids. My kid is right here as well. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about what we can do in order to keep some forward momentum and some pressure on the people who have the power to change things. So this week was really hard. This week wasn't unusual in the sense that I was spending a lot of time at school doing volunteer stuff, but it was unusual in the sense that I was listening to teachers when they were grieving.
Discussing the events?
Yeah, they needed someone to talk to. And do you know who teachers spend like all their time with? Small people. And they're not going to talk to them about that.
No, of course not.
So I did a lot of listening this week. And the one thing I kept hearing was, what can we even do? It feels so hopeless and I feel so helpless and I'm so heartbroken. So I think it's important to take time to grieve. And I know some of you are going to say, but Jasmine, if we grieve every day that one of these things happens, we will never get anything done. And I think that is kind of the point. So I needed to take a little bit of time for myself to grieve for what was happening and think about what I wanted to do moving forward to make change. And one of the things I have recommended since we've started really discussing politics and political action and representation on the podcast is talking about using ResistBot. They don't sponsor us, but it would be rad if they do. I feel like we should sponsor them, actually, because it's a free service that you can use to contact your representatives. They will line you up. Even if you don't know who your representatives are, it will tell you who they are, and you can make phone calls. Or my favorite thing is you can send faxes by text. Kids, if you don't know what a fax is, ask your parents or your grandparents. But I don't always have time to sit on hold. But you know what I always have time to do? Fire off a text. I like to write out my thoughts in the Notes app on my phone and then copy and paste it into ResistBot. You have the app. They have it in Messenger. You can do it via text message. I'm sorry, Facebook Messenger. You can do it via text message, etc. And I always have time to fire off a text. Or if I'm still thinking, I compose it and then I fire it off. And I think it's really important that they hear from parents that they want action taken and that we don't stop bombarding them. And not just parents, people who are humans who care about other humans. And the stats are there that even most people who own firearms want common sense firearm law, so that they're not being colored with the same brush as dangerous individuals. But I also think that they need to hear from our kids. If your kids are old enough to speak for themselves and talk about how they should feel safe at school and that they need to be safe when they're learning and doing their jobs and everyone deserves to be safe.
Yeah.
I think that's really powerful. And my kids Genevieve specifically, but both kids have been very involved in politics since they were born. They were in their baby carriers when we went to vote before they could walk and talk. They've come with us to every election when we cast our ballots. They've sat and been part of our conversations when we've been discussing ballots and who's on the ballot and ballot measures and things like that. And something that I am the most proud of is that Genevieve chose to speak to the school board when it came to when they were voting on
teacher salaries
and they were going through salary negotiations
twice.
And that is something I'm really proud of, is that my kids are learning to use their voices for the things that matter to them. And not for nothing, but I feel like when a kid tells you they don't feel safe, it resonates differently than when their mother or their father or their auntie or their next door neighbor or just a decent human being in their community says so. So if you're comfortable, have them do it in their own words. Definitely have them practice what they want to say. But like, use those phone lines. Get your kids on the phone line. They are future constituents. You know?
Huh.
And someone was talking about how the TikTok generation is going to save us all. And I was like, yeah, so we need to protect them. And this is, they're not going to make it to the next, to do these things if we can't protect them. Like, we're the grown-ups now. And I say we're the grown-ups because my generation was the Columbine generation. I was a junior in high school when that happened. And we are, terrifyingly enough, we are the adults now. Right?
Yes.
It's terrifying for me too. So there are some action items. When your heart is ready to do that, please do. Please let your representatives know that hand-wringing is not sufficient. You need action taken. And that this is something you really care about. And don't back down. If you're a person who has a hard time articulating your feelings in writing, or you just feel like screaming into the abyss with Kermit arms, which, I'll be honest, I start there. I always start with screaming into the abyss and Kermit arms. And then I can put my feelings down. I'm going to write a letter that you can use as a form letter. I'll do it in Google Docs, so you can copy and paste it into your own notes app or your own Google Docs and adjust it as it is appropriate for you. But I feel like having something as a starting point is really helpful. So I will write that up, and Mom will include it in the show notes. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Mom?
I'm just angry.
Yeah.
And anger can also be channeled towards action.
Yep. So let's channel that. Because we are knitters, we are crafters, we are makers. And like they say in Rent, the opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation. So that being said, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Presented by Ancient Arts Yarn, Edmonton Fiber Frolic is Edmonton's premier yarn and fiber festival. We connect fiber enthusiasts, makers, creators, teachers, learners, everyone sharing a love for all things fiber, yarn, and textiles. Join us May 28th and let us help you discover the wealth of luxury in your yarn habit. You can find links to Edmonton Fiber Frolic along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
When knitting attacks.
So I mentioned earlier in the episode that I had been volunteering at school.
Yes.
All this week, as per usual. But this week we had a special event. Part of the fourth grade curriculum in California includes Gold Rush. And we do Gold Rush days or day at our school. And it's fun and it's outdoors. And is there educational value? Is it super fun? Absolutely. So, my station required supervision. Like, I was there, I set it up, I supervised, I cheered kids on, mm-hmm. and that was basically it. And if you don't know, you can do that while you're knitting. So I had my, oh goodness, I forgot to talk about this in On the Needles. I had the hat that I had started for Knit Boop's test knit, and we linked to it in last week's show notes, so we'll include the name. And I was knitting it in Seismic Yarns Butter Sock in the Escape colorway that benefits the Trevor Project. And I'm sitting there working on it, and I have my pattern printed out. And I wanted to let you know that in completely historically authentic fashion. Mm-hmm. I had my computer printed pattern folded into fourths, and I was going down the rows, keeping track of where I was in the pattern with a paper clip. And it was very olden days. And this was my on the move, I don't have my technology available alternative to Knit Companion. And let me tell you, very old timey. But the kids liked it because I was sitting there knitting. And they were excited about it. They asked questions. Next year, if the next time I do this, I'm not probably not going to do it next year because I don't have a fourth grader next year. I will probably take a drop spindle and do that if it's not too hot and sweaty, because usually it's miserable. And yesterday it was, or yesterday, whatever, whenever Friday was, was perfect weather. It was warmish.
It was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days. Thank you. Overcast. There was clouds and there was a nice breeze. Perfection.
Lovely.
So, olden days knitting, paper patterns printed from the internet with a paper clip. I missed my Knit Companion app. I came back, kissed my iPad, gave thanks for the fact that we have vaccines and air conditioning and Knit Companion. So that being said, let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board? Or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we talked about in the show notes.
Mother Dearest.
Love it.
What is your Knits in Space for this week?
So I've been listening to the Gilded Age podcast and watching old episodes. And we really like the Gilded Age.
It's a good show.
Yes. And the fellow who has written the script.
Julian Fellows.
Julian's Fellows, yeah. Who has also written Downton Abbey.
And they have a new movie out, I found out.
Who does?
There's a new Downton Abbey movie out. And I said, oh, you mean the Christmas one? And they said, no, another new one. And I felt really in the loop.
So do you remember the opening sequence where these flowers open?
Mm-hmm.
Those are handmade silk flowers.
What?
And you get a close-up of the stamens. And I think I've seen these stamens in the craft store.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, French couture houses have people whose job it is only to make flowers.
I love how specialized that is. Can I tell you?
Yeah, it's a special skill.
No, I'm not joking. Like, I think it is fantastic to be able to be so
specialized,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel a little less silly about my job, honestly.
And I looked at the men's costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the hats and the neckwear, their stuff looks contemporary.
Well, you know that men's fashion hasn't changed all that much since Beau Brummel. And there's a great Twitter thread with a lot of bad words about Beau Brummel and how he is basically the worst because he destroyed interesting men's clothes. But,
well, I don't mind not seeing men in silk and satin and velvet.
Disagree. Hard disagree there. I think we should all, if some of us are expected to show our plumage, everyone should show our plumage.
And this is just from
this is a quote from The Creation of Man from the Scarlet Pimpernel musical, which is utterly brilliant.
So another thing I heard is that they made 5,000 costumes in 8 months. And they also made costumes for the extras.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, they can't mosey around in jeans and t-shirts.
Well, yeah.
Because they invented jeans in California during the Gold Rush. Booms.
Yes.
History.
History. And you knew there were Broadway actors.
Yes, there's loads of Broadway actors.
I only recognized Audrey.
Our Lady of Audra McDonald.
Yes, Audra McDonald.
Oh, yeah. When I was watching the pilot, I was freaking out and texting my friends and being like, OMG, this person from theater is on there. This person, Michael Cerveris is in here. Donna Murphy is in here. Lots and lots and lots of people.
I didn't recognize anybody besides
Audra
McDonald.
She's amazing.
And she doesn't sing.
Not yet.
But she plays the piano.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting.
Yeah.
And I've been reading a book, The Fabric of Civilization, How Textiles Made the World, by Virginia Postrel. And they talk about the Neolithic Revolution, which was 12,000 years ago, where people founded permanent settlements and started cultivating plants and domestic animals. And somewhere I read that natural fiber wasn't all that natural because it had taken thousands of years to cultivate stuff to get it where people wanted it. 11,000 years ago, sheep and dogs were domesticated, and the sheep then molted in spring, and shepherds plucked the animals.
Like with muskox, or if you have a double-coated dog and you strip their coat by hand.
Yes. And 5,000 years ago, they had bred sheep so much that coats needed to be shorn. And they talked about collecting flax seeds for plantings so they could get oil out of it and eating the flax seeds.
As well as the fiber. Flax is what grows up to be linen, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there is this series of books that I read. Didn't love them, but I still read all of them. And it was like historic...
Fiction?
Fiction, yes, but it was focused on like Vikings and things.
Okay.
And they talked about the linen fields or marshes or whatever and how they stank when they got wet. So fast forward to last...
Part of the process of growing linen is to harvest. It needs to be pulled out by the roots. And then you lay it somewhere where the linen, where the outer skin can rot off. And that is where the stink comes from.
Delicious. Well, it turns out that's not the only place the stink comes from. As many of you know, some of my friends happen to be dyers. It is part of... being part of this industry, and we were talking about dyeing linen because they have also gotten their hands on some linen and silk, and knowing that I waxed poetic about the linen and silk I've been working with, they texted me to tell me how badly it stinks to dye it. Like, the dyeing itself isn't challenging, but the smell is, and that's just funny to me that it's so stinky.
You know that where the ammonia came from that they used to set colors with.
I'm going to say that's about to cross the line into family friendly, but there's nothing to keep anybody from Googling how did they use to set fabric back in the day.
Yes.
Or something of the sort. Yes. It's called walking. W-A-U-L-K-I-N-G.
No.
No, that's a different thing. That's the singing.
Walking is to make the wool cloth.
That's right.
Shrink.
Yes. Sorry, my mistake. All right, what else have you got? That's it for... Okay, cool. I read a really good book this week. It was something that was being considered but has been taken out of consideration. It's called Prairie Lotus, and it's like a fourth grade aimed book, and it has to do with a mixed race Chinese-American girl, and her family owned a tailor shop in California, and it talks about her migration through to the Midwest with her father. And it has a lot of sewing and fiber craft and things like that in it. I will warn you, if you are triggered by things like assault, you will not enjoy this book. It happens in the last two chapters. If you read it with your children, it is something that you might need to bring up. I was discussing this with one of the teachers, and it's not graphic. It's in that kind of if you know, you know type of way.
Okay.
So otherwise, like the descriptions and her wanting to grow up to be a dressmaker, really resonated with my heart. And looking at the construction of people's clothing, the writing is so beautiful in this book. I cannot recommend it more, especially to grown-ups, because I really, really enjoyed it. And it's like 100 pages. It was not a meaty read. So, an afternoon of time, and I really enjoyed the book. So that is my Knits in Space for this week. Shall we move on to the next segment?
Yes.
Mother Dearest.
Lovey.
Let's talk about your sewing this week.
So I said I was Team Trace, and I am so happy I am Team Trace because I needed to retrace my pattern, and I retraced it in a size 6.
Okay.
And
wait, are you now sample sized?
I guess parts of me.
Okay.
So I shortened both bodices. I moved both arm size to narrow the shoulder, and one way of doing it is cutting the seam allowance and cutting hinges in parts of the seam allowance and then pivoting until you have the right amount.
Okay.
Because I have very narrow shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And my sleeve dart needed to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
So I scooted that up. That was really easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a shoulder pleat.
Yeah.
And I learned a technique in sewing class. They had us cut out the darts and just move them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved the pleat and scooted it to the center of the shoulder.
Cute.
And taped it back down.
Nice. Look at you.
It feels really strange to listen to me say that, but it works. And I cut out the pleat, scooted it over, and then put some waste paper under it, mm-hmm. and taped it down in place.
So that's where the execution.
Yes.
Nice.
And then I will have to sew it up again and see how it fits. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how far I've gotten with that.
Okay. And more next week?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Edmonton Fiber Frolic, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
We are on all social media platforms as Knit More Girls, and you can find our podcast on all of your favorite audio platforms. If you're enjoying the podcast, feel free to subscribe, rate, and review our show, and tell a friend. Remember, this is Jasmine,
Genevieve,
and Gigi,
telling you to knit more.